Good morning. A beautiful start to the day across interior New York and New England as the clouds and a few showers that had been lingering around for the past couple of days is now shifting off to the east. The low pressure center responsible for the clouds and showers is getting a kick from a fair weather system which had been building over the Great Lakes. That high pressure center is now settling in overhead, and with a generally clear start to the day this morning, we'll enjoy plenty of sunshine. Some patchy, dense fog did form overnight in spots, and that will have to be contended with early this morning, but it should go by the boards quickly, and temperatures will begin to climb through the 50s and 60s and on up into the 70s by mid to late morning. Most locations this afternoon will continue to climb into the lower to mid 80s for afternoon highs. The humidity levels will be on the comfortable side throughout the day today. With a southwest wind flow developing, the humidity will creep back in tonight. Still, it will be a clear and pleasant night, with temperatures on average down towards 60. This will set us up for a great August summer day tomorrow with lots of sunshine, a little bit more humidity, and temperatures pushing into the middle and upper 80s across many places by late in the day. On Thursday, we'll begin to track the next front toward us from the Great Lakes. With the humidity building, it'll be a bit more sticky as highs reach the mid-80s, and by mid to late afternoon, we'll introduce the chance at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. There'll be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms into the evening, and maybe even a lingering shower as the front marches to the east on Friday. Otherwise, behind the front Friday afternoon, it'll become breezy. With lower humidity, highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80. This will all set us up for a fantastic-looking weekend weather-wise with high pressure in control, plenty of sunshine for Saturday and Sunday in the upper 70s to around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front extending from the Carolina coast roughly southwestward to the central Gulf Coast will continue to focus showers and thunderstorms near the boundary through tonight across that region. Flood watches and warnings remain in effect from parts of the Florida Panhandle through southern Georgia and into coastal South Carolina. Meanwhile, a heat advisory is in effect for parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. Temperatures today will reach into the mid-90s in this region. When combined with high humidity, the heat index will range from 97 to 102 degrees. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Genoa, Italy, at 11:20 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was also from Genoa, Italy, at 7:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 48 degrees, with a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 7 miles visibility in fog, 57 degrees, the dew point 56, 96% relative humidity, the wind is calm, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid to upper 80s, Boston sunny in the mid 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 61, the average temperature 72, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 2 inches even for the month, which is a quarter of an inch below normal, and 30.81 inches for the year, which is 5.87 inches above normal. There were 7 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 70, which is 53 below normal, and 613 for the season, which is 124 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 97, set in 1937, and the record low, 45, in 1998. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m., 13 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and very warm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and warm today, with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with areas of fog and lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, a little bit more humidity in the middle to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, humid Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon and evening in the mid-80s. A leftover shower Friday, otherwise partly sunny and breezy with lowering humidity in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, upper 70s on Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, still comfortable Sunday, around 80. And in the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.